Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to co-chair 22nd annual summit between India and Russia with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Focus on cooperation in defense, trade, energy and other sectors. Five army soldiers, including JCO, killed in terrorist attack in Kathua district of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India for next 4 days. In cricket, Indian women's team to take on South Africa in third and final T20 match in Chennai this evening. And in Wimbledon tennis, Alexander Zverev crashes out of tournament. Novak Djokovic advances to quarterfinals. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today. During the annual summit, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. Mr. Modi reached Moscow last evening on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria. On arrival, Prime Minister was received by First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. Russian artists performed Indian songs to welcome Prime Minister in Moscow. President Putin also hosted a private dinner for the Prime Minister last evening. Today, Prime Minister Modi will interact with the Indian community in Russia. He will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin and visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by restricted-level talks between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation-level talks. Our correspondent has filed this report.
India and Russia have a special and privileged partnership since 2020, which has remained resilient in the wake of multiple geopolitical challenges. The annual summit between the two leaders is the highest mechanism to steer and drive the cooperation between India and Russia. The bilateral trade has seen a sharp increase in 2023-24. It has since touched close to $65 billion, primarily due to strong energy cooperation between India and Russia. Trade, however, remains imbalanced, with Indian exports of $4 billion and Indian imports being close to $60 billion. It is a matter of priority in India's discussions with the Russian side. Investment ties between the two countries are also growing, including in the field of energy, banking, railways and steel. Russia also remains an important partner for India's energy security and defense. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, Prime Minister will be visiting Austria later today at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. This will be Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria as well as a high-level business engagement. Dr. Radha Anjali, a Bharatnatyam dancer and president of Austro-Indian Association, said that the PM Modi's visit to Austria is significant for the relation between the two countries.
We are very excited, and I think it is very good and very important for the relation of the two countries and to build up the friendship more, which has been there in past, but maybe we can build up more friendship for the future. The Austro-Indian Association since 60 years is working for the friendship between the two countries on different levels. Just recently had our 60 years anniversary.
In Jammu and Kashmir, 5 army soldiers, including a JCO, were killed and 5 others injured in a terrorist attack in Kathua district of Jammu division yesterday. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the attack took place in the Bhadnota village in Bilawar subdivision of Kathua district. The injured soldiers have been shifted to sub-district hospital Bilawar for advanced treatment. The terrorists threw a grenade and then opened fire with automatic weapons on the army vehicles that were on routine patrol duty. The security forces retaliated, but the terrorists escaped from the spot. Elite soldiers' group were airdropped in Mandli sector in the evening close to the attack site area. A massive cordon and search operation has been launched in the area by the security forces after the injured soldiers were removed to the hospital for treatment. Further details are awaited. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and National Testing Agency, NTA, to file a report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. The Apex Court has asked the NTA, Centre and the CBI to submit their reports before it by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has notified amendments to regulatory framework for broadcasting and cable services and releases. TRAI has removed the ceiling on network capacity fee, NCF, of 130 rupees for 200 channels and 160 rupees for more than 200 channels. The fee will now be driven by market forces. In order to ensure transparency, the regulator said that all charges have to be mandatorily published by service providers and communicated to consumers besides reporting to it. The primary objective of these amendments includes facilitating growth of the broadcasting sector. BJP National President JP Nadda will visit Kerala today, marking his first visit to the state following the Lok Sabha elections. He will be participating in an expanded executive meeting of the state BJP in Thiruvananthapuram and other key meetings. Party National Media Head Anil Baluni said this visit marks Mr. Nadda's first visit to Kerala following the Lok Sabha elections. He said in the recent Lok Sabha elections, BJP not only opened its seat tally in Kerala, but also increased its vote share significantly. Mr. Nadda's visit is considered highly significant from an organizational perspective, eyeing the upcoming local body polls and assembly elections. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the morning news. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said that these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till 12th of this month. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall will descend over Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Orissa during the next 5 days. IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in Mumbai and few parts of Maharashtra for the next 2 days. Many districts of Maharashtra, including Mumbai, witnessed heavy rainfall yesterday. The IMD has issued a red alert for Mumbai, Raigarh and Ratnagiri till 1 p.m. today, indicating that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue. IMD senior officer and scientist K.S. Hosalikar said that an orange alert has been sounded for Pune, Satara, Palghar, Sindhudurg and Thane districts.
Mumbai recorded 269 millimeter of rainfall in past 24 hours and this was recorded at Santa Cruz. Colaba recorded 98 millimeter rainfall. The forecast for Mumbai for next 24 hours is that there is a possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall Mumbai, Thane and Palghar in next 24 hours and the color given for the warning is orange color. So Mumbaikars need to keep watch.
Some more details on this from our correspondent.
Observing the serious monsoon condition, the state government has declared holiday to all schools, colleges from Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, Raigad, Ratnagiri, Palghar districts today. The Director of Examination Evaluation Board, Dr. Pooja Raudale, has informed that the Mumbai University has decided to postpone all the examinations to be held on Tuesday. This decision has taken to avoid possible inconvenience of students. She further said that the revised dates will be announced soon. Due to ongoing rain in various parts of Maharashtra, teams of National Disaster Response Force have been deployed in Thane, Palghar, Raigad, Ratnagiri, Kolhapur, Sangli, Satara and Sindhudurga districts. According to the airport authority, several flights diverted and about 50 flights cancelled due to inclement weather in Mumbai. Bhavna, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Uttar Pradesh, more than 200 villages of 6 districts, mostly in Tarai region, are affected from floods. Schools and colleges in the flood-affected areas are closed today. Details from our correspondent.
Many villages in Pilibhit, Lakhimpur, Kushinagar, Balrampur, Shravasti and Gonda districts have been affected by floods due to widespread rainfall in river catchment areas and the release of dam water. More than 44,000 people are affected in Shravasti, while a population of around 30,000 people have been affected in Lakhimpur district due to flood fury. Release of water from dams in Uttarakhand has worsened the situation and all rivers flowing in the Tarai region are in spate. Apart from running the rescue operation until late night, administration has established flood posts and running community kitchens to help the people. Many villages are marooned and rail and road traffic have been affected due to flood. Meteorological department has predicted heavy to very heavy rain in the eastern part of the state in the next 24 hours. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Ji pilgrimage is going on smoothly in South Kashmir Himalayas. The yatra is scheduled to conclude on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima, which coincides with Raksha Bandhan. More details from our Srinagar correspondent.
Jai bolo, jai bolo, jai Amarnath ki, gufa mein rehne wale.
With 24,879 pilgrims having paid their obeisance at the Holy Cave Shrine yesterday, the 52-day-long Holy Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has crossed 2,07,016 mark in last 10 days since the Yatra started on June 29 from twin tracks of Baltal Swanmarg and Nunwan Pahalgam in the Kashmir Valley. There is an unabated rush of pilgrims as thousands of Yatris are reaching Holy Cave Shrine from both the Yatra tracks as well as through special chopper services on daily basis. Authorities have put in place all requisite arrangements for the convenience of the yatris of Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra this year. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Chalo Amarnath, chalo ek saath.
And now some sports news. In cricket, Indian women's team will take on South Africa in the third and final T20 match of the series at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. South Africa are currently leading the series 1-0 after they had won the first match by 12 runs at the same venue, while the second match was called off due to rain. In tennis, fourth seed Alexander Zverev of Germany has crashed out of Wimbledon tournament after losing to 13-seeded American Taylor Fritz in men's singles pre-quarterfinal. In another pre-quarterfinal, 7-time champion and second seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia defeated 15-seeded Danish player Holger Rune 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Most newspapers today lead with pictures of Russian President Putin welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Indian Express headline reads, Modi-Moscow message, deepen ties, no solution on battlefield. The other story that takes the limelight today is that of NEET UG 2024. Leak in NEET clear, no room for denial, says Supreme Court. Center considers moving medical exam from paper to online mode, informs the Hindustan Times. Health Minister reviews preparedness of government hospitals to tackle dengue and malaria, writes the Delhi Tribune. With heavy rains continuing to batter Mumbai, the Pioneer has a picture of passengers waiting for trains at a waterlogged railway station. And finally, the Times of India has an inspiring story of a new cafe in Delhi High Court. The caption reads, Hope brews here. 10 neurodiverse individuals to run this cafe at High Court. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to co-chair 22nd annual summit between India and Russia with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. 5 army soldiers, including JCO, killed in terrorist attack in Kathua district of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India for next 4 days. In cricket, Indian women's team to take on South Africa in third and final T20 match in Chennai this evening. And in Wimbledon tennis, Alexander Zverev crashes out of tournament. Novak Djokovic advances to quarterfinals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.